This goes to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, fax 989-875-5168, and Dr. Nicole, N-I-C-H-O-L-E, McFarlane, it's M like Mary, C, capital P-H-A-R-L-I-N. Fax is 517-364-8088. Regarding Nancy Bridenstine, it's B like boy, R-E-I, D like David, E, N like November, S-T-E-I-N. Date of birth, May 26th of 1968. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mrs. Bridenstine with stage 3A chronic kidney disease and history of microalbuminuria. She was initially seen in consultation March 8th of 2018 for proteinuria, and at that time she had normal kidney function with creatinine levels ranging between 0.7 and 0.9. However, her kidney function has declined since she was seen in 2018. April 18th of this year, creatinine was 1.2, estimated GFR was 54. When labs were rechecked on July 6th of 2022, creatinine was up to 2.5. The suspected etiology was dehydration. Estimated GFR at that time was 22. So she started drinking 40 ounces of water in addition to other fluids she was drinking during the day. That didn't help improve her creatinine level. 8.1 of 22, creatinine was 1.2. Was estimated GFR of 54. However, she had edema. Her feet swelled, and then she required the addition of Lasix 20 milligram daily. Now she's been drinking slightly less water, more like 4 to 5 8-ounce glasses a day, rather than 8. Actually, she was drinking 64 ounces of just water. And now she's cut back to about 40 ounces, and the edema is better. And the kidney function remains stable. She did have labs on 9/29 of 2022. Creatinine is 1.26 with estimated GFR of 51. So currently that is stable. She does have type 1 diabetes. She's had that for many years. She's on an insulin pump, but blood sugars are not very well controlled. She's had problems with eyes. She does have diabetic retinopathy and has had several laser eye surgeries and also injections in her eyes. She has had a history of myocardial infarction in 2022, but did not require a cardiac cath at that time. She's treated medically for that. She does have decreased sensation in both feet and lower legs, secondary to diabetes. She has rheumatoid arthritis. And it has been treated for that for several years. And she was been taking oral meloxicam, M-E-L-O-X-I-C-A-M, 15 milligram daily recently. And she is actually was taking it even today. But she will be stopping that since we know that will make kidney function worse if she continues to use that medication. The patient denies any known illness or infection from COVID-19 and has been fully vaccinated, she reports. No headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does have some reflux disease. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No history of kidney stones. No edema, but she does have decreased sensation in both feet and lower legs. Past medical history is significant for type 1 diabetes, uncontrolled, hyperlipidemia, diabetic retinopathy, a myocardial infarction in 2020, coronary artery disease, diabetic neuropathy, rheumatoid arthritis, depression with anxiety, gastroesophageal reflux disease, obstructive sleep apnea using CPAP device. Past surgical history, she's had laser eye surgeries in both eyes and injections also. right ankle surgeries in 2021, bilateral breast biopsies for benign masses, colonoscopy in 2020, bilateral cataract removal, a Nissen, N-I-S-S-E-N, fundoplication for gastroesophageal reflux disease in 2020, two surgeries on her left shoulder, one surgery on the right shoulder, and a tubal ligation. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. She rarely consumes alcohol. She does not use illicit drugs. She is divorced. Family history, and she's also medically disabled. Family history, the patient is adopted and does not know family history. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, she takes black cohosh, it's C-O-H-O-S-H, one at bedtime. Buspirone, 15 milligram twice a day. Carafate, 1 gram four times a day. Folic acid, 1 milligram daily. Lyrica, 100 milligram in the morning and 200 milligram at bedtime. Lasix, 20 milligram daily. Biotin, or Biotin, 1 daily. Norco, as needed for pain. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Lisinopril, 2.5 milligram daily. Trazodone, 50 milligram daily. Prozac is 60 milligram daily. Meloxicam, that she'll be stopping today, was 15 milligram daily. Toprol XL, 25 milligram daily. Methotrexate, 2.5 milligram. She takes 6 tablets once weekly. And Lipitor, 10 milligram once daily. Also an insulin pump and continuous insulin monitor device also. Physical examination, height is 65 inches, weight 174 pounds, pulse 64. Oxygen saturation is 95% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 132 over 80. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen, our lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no hepatosplenomegaly, no masses. Extremities, no edema. Capillary refill is 2 seconds. She has decreased sensation in feet and ankles and calves halfway up to knees. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. And labs, creatinine levels were previously reported. August 1st of 2021, electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.0, albumin 3.8. Fasting glucose was 321. Her hemoglobin, 11.5. Platelets, 135,000. White count is 3.9. Calcium was 8.9. Hemoglobin A1C was done in July of 2022. That was 8.9. That was July 6th of 2022. TSH was 0.216. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio was normal at 16. And we have a hemoglobin A1C that was done February 15th of 2022 of 10.2. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, secondary to poorly controlled diabetic nephropathy. The patient should continue to improve her blood sugar control through diet and insulin titration. She should continue to have lab studies done for us every 3 months. She is going to stop meloxicam today and avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. She we'll be discussing with you any alternatives for pain control that will not be a nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory agent. And she'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet carefully. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.